This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President of Vietnam, Tho Lam, was accorded a ceremonial welcome at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. The Vietnamese leader was received by President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi upon his arrival at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Union ministers including Piyush Goyal, Ashwini Vaishnav and Dr. Jitendra Singh were also present on the occasion. Prime Minister Modi will hold talks with the Vietnamese President in New Delhi this afternoon. Both leaders will hold wide-ranging discussions across the spectrum of bilateral relations as also on regional and global issues of mutual interest. We have a report.
After the talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the President of Vietnam, several MOUs will be signed and exchanged. President Draupadi Murmu will have a meeting with her Vietnamese counterpart at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will call on the visiting dignitary. Mr. Tho Lam will also deliver the 56th Sapru House lecture today, organized by Indian Council of World Affairs. President Tho Lam's visit coincides with the special occasion of the two countries marking the 10th anniversary of the elevation of relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership agreed during the visit of Prime Minister Modi to Vietnam in 2016. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the Cabinet's approval of railways projects covering 19 districts across Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. In a series of social media posts, Mr. Modi said that the projects will enhance connectivity and improve operational efficiency while boosting the country's infrastructure and economic growth. Mr. Modi also appreciated the Cabinet's decision to increase the strength of judges in the Supreme Court from 33 to 37. He said that the decision will strengthen the judicial infrastructure of the nation and will ensure speedy justice for people. The Election Commission has issued notifications for the constitution of new assemblies in West Bengal, Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry following the completion of the electoral process. The notifications have been sent to governors and lieutenant governors of the states and union territories, formally marking the end of the election cycle and setting the stage for the formation of new governments. The Election Commission ECI has directed West Bengal Chief Secretary, Director General of Police and Central Armed Police Forces to enforce zero tolerance towards any incidents of post-poll violence. In a directive issued after reviewing the situation on the ground, the Commission stressed the need for strict and immediate action to maintain law and order following the assembly election results. In Tamil Nadu, actor turned politician C. Joseph Vijay's Tamilaga Vetri Kalagam TVK, which has emerged as the single largest party in the assembly elections, is likely to stake its claim to form a new government in the state. The party said its leader Joseph Vijay will meet the governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar today and stake TVK's claim to form a new government in the state. In Punjab, security forces are on high alert following two explosions outside army and BSF premises in Amritsar and Jalandhar last night. No casualty has been reported in either incidents. In Amritsar, a blast occurred outside BSF campus, adjoining army establishments in well-guarded Khalsa cantonment area. In Jalandhar, a blast occurred near the heavily guarded main gate of the frontier headquarters of the border security force BSF. Police had cordoned off both the places and investigations are on. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has filed a charge sheet against three people, including a doctor, for the involvement in an ISIS-linked conspiracy to carry out mass poisoning in public spaces using a biological toxin. Working under the guidance of the Islamic State-linked foreign-based handlers, the accused had operated in a coordinated manner to recruit vulnerable youth radicalized by the handlers to support jihad and spread terror through prohibited weapons and bioterrorism. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that Project Freedom, a mission to guide stranded vessels through Strait of Hormuz, will be paused for a short period of time. In a social media post, President Trump said that great progress had been made towards reaching a comprehensive agreement with Iranian representatives to end the ongoing conflict. In IPL cricket, host Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Punjab Kings this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.